Win Bally's executives update Nevada regulators on UAE project and Tropicana site. Wynn and Bally's executives told Nevada regulators this week that major development projects remain on track despite regional instability and rising local competition. Wynn and Bally's update. Wynn Resorts said construction of its $5 billion resort on Al Marjan Island in the United Arab Emirates is continuing and remains scheduled to open in early 2027, even after a brief work stoppage prompted by regional security incidents. The Nevada Gaming Commission heard from Jackie Crum, Executive Vice President and General Counsel for Wynn, who was seeking and received state licensure on Thursday. "We have maintained regular contact with our colleagues on site, and I want to recognize their extraordinary dedication under difficult circumstances," Crum told commissioners. She said some staff have temporarily relocated following guidance from their embassies, but that Wynn's design and development teams are continuing oversight and operational planning remains active. The project, one of the most prominent American casino investments in the Gulf, was paused for a few days after regional hostilities increased earlier this year. Crum did not provide a detailed security timeline, but emphasized the company's priority on employee safety and on keeping construction advancing. At the same hearing, Bally's Corporation Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Vladimir Mercheva updated the commission on plans for the former Tropicana Las Vegas site. "Bally's is working alongside the developers of a $2 billion baseball stadium being built for the Athletics, scheduled to open in 2028, and Mercheva said the firm is engaged in talks with potential entertainment and retail partners to anchor the broader development. Development work continues actively behind the scenes. We are in dialogue with multiple potential partners," Mercheva said. She also noted Bally's Lake Tahoe property remains a poor asset, but acknowledged increased competition in the region and ongoing capital expenditures to maintain the resort. She added there are longer-term opportunities at Lake Tahoe, though no new projects were announced at the commission meeting. Gone licensing and commission response. The commission also approved a gaming license for Michael Gaughan III, a member of the prominent Gaughan family that owns South Point Casino in Las Vegas. Gaughan faced questioning over delays in producing requested documents during the licensing investigation and was criticized by commissioners for poor communication with investigators. Gaughan apologized to the panel and explained that a hacked bank account contributed to his delayed responses. Commission members praised the family's multi-generational contributions to Nevada's gaming sector, but stressed that transparency and prompt cooperation are non-negotiable for prospective licensees. Commissioner Brian Krolicki acknowledged the Gaughan family's legacy while urging better responsiveness. "Your family has had an extraordinary impact on the gaming industry," he said. "That legacy means expectations are higher. You must be responsive, transparent, and communicative. Not returning calls is simply not acceptable." Gaughan holds an ownership stake in Stockman's Casino in Fallon through Clarity Game, a company that acquired the property in September 2024 for $9.2 million from Full House Resorts. He had been operating under a limited license for 1 year before the commission's approval. Regulatory scrutiny and industry outlook. The testimony offered at the Nevada Gaming Commission session underlines two trends shaping the industry: international expansion carrying geopolitical risk, and intensified development competition at home. Wynn's Gulf project illustrates how U.S. operators are pursuing large overseas investments while managing the complexities of working in volatile regions. Meanwhile, Bally's focus on the Tropicana site highlights the intensifying development competition in their domestic market. Highlights the race among operators and developers to capitalize on major sports and entertainment projects in Las Vegas. Regulators signaled they will continue to press license applicants on timeliness and cooperation during background investigations, even for holders of well-known family names. For investors and operators, the message is clear. Strategic growth must be paired with rigorous compliance and constant communication with authorities.